NPR correspondent Eric Westervelt has left Iraq. He's reported from there several times since the start of the war, when he accompanied the U.S. Army across the southern Iraqi desert to Baghdad. The U.S. military was fighting again in southern Iraq during Eric Westervelt's latest month in Iraq. On his way out, Eric stopped in nearby Jordan to talk about what he saw and what he felt.
I started to feel the relief after the plane took off from Baghdad International Airport in a spiral ascent for security reasons. When you come in, you go down in a kind of spiral descent and leave the same way. And once they kind of cleared Baghdad airspace and we were headed to Jordan, you start to feel almost a physical relief that you're out of an area that remains an extremely difficult and challenging place for journalists to work.
And I can hear the call to prayer from a mosque behind you. Describe where you are now, very briefly.
I'm on a terrace at a hotel in downtown Amman. And yes, the muezzin is giving a call to prayer right now. And I'm sitting out on this terrace with my feet up.
Now, Eric, as you look back at your most recent month, was it a different kind of combat this time than it was during the initial invasion?
It was. I mean, they were fighting militiamen loyal to cleric Muqtada Sadr, and they had to be, U.S. soldiers had to be extremely careful about where they fired. I mean, an errant tank round by a private, you know, will have international implications if it hits some Shiite holy site. So the fighting was in some ways more close quarter, street to street, and they had to be extremely careful about where they were firing. Not that they weren't coming up through, but it was a different kind of fight when you're sweeping in, invading a country, taking out Iraqi military forces and Saddam Fedayeen.
Now, Eric Westervelt, during your latest month in Iraq, you also spent some time away from U.S. soldiers, talking mostly to Iraqis. I'm wondering if you think that Iraqis' attitude towards Americans, and particularly toward you, changed over time.
It was interesting. When you sit down in the homes of Iraqis, I remember I went to a house of a family. The father had his two sons kidnapped and had to pay a steep ransom to get them back. And, you know, after the recording and talking to him about that story, I was asking him about the occupation, and it was similar to a lot of responses I got, which was Iraqis are clearly uncomfortable with an occupation. They hate it. They want it over. But they also, sometimes it's a bit of a contradiction that they want the U.S. out, but they want security, and they know Iraqi forces aren't ready for prime time.
How many times have you been in Iraq now?
5 times.
If you were to try to sum up the mood of the country that you found in each of those 5 visits, how would it go?
Oh, it certainly was guarded optimism. My first couple trips there during the fall of Saddam Hussein and right after, and then the last 3 have really seen it steadily decline with deepening frustration at the occupation and at continued violence that Iraqis continue to bear really the brunt of. I mean, as we left Baghdad, there was word of yet another, you know, mortar attack aimed at some Italian consulate, but, you know, who bore the brunt of it? Well, it was Iraqis. An Iraqi driver was killed and, you know, 3 Iraqi children injured. It's a terrifying existence for a lot of Iraqis as they're trying to shop or go about their daily lives to have to face this potential. I mean, a mortar round landed not far from where NPR stays, and certainly at other times in Baghdad, car bombs and mortar rounds end up spraying shrapnel that, you know, kill and injure ordinary Iraqis.
How do you deal with that?
I've been around quite a few mortar rounds in the 5 times I've been in Iraq, certainly during major combat coming up with the 3rd Infantry Division. Mortars were used a lot. You know, you kind of feel the shock wave from the mortar, and you certainly hear it, and it shakes the ground, and soldiers may be fully used to it, but it's still unsettling and not something I've gotten used to, and I hope I never get used to it.
So you're going back?
I probably will, yeah. It's number 5, and I'm sure I'll be asked to go again, and I'll go.
Thanks very much, Eric.
Pleasure to be here, Steve.
NPR's Eric Westervelt spoke from Amman, Jordan, after finishing a month of reporting inside Iraq.